Welcome to the Soul Traveler Podcast, an exploration of conscious living with your host, Jennifer Mitchell of The Soul Experience. Join Jennifer as she explores the quantum realms of the subconscious mind and all aspects of spirituality. Driven by curiosity and a thirst for knowledge, topics will stretch the boundaries of your imagination and revive your mind, body, and soul.
Hello, Soul Travelers. Welcome back to another episode. This is your host, Jennifer Mitchell, and today I am joined by Tom Palladino, who is a scalar energy researcher and holistic expert. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for the invitation. Thanks, Jennifer.
Absolutely. It's lovely to have you on the show today. Where are you joining us from?
From Florida. I'm in my laboratory in Florida.
Florida sounds nice. Beautiful weather there. I would actually love to move there someday. Hopefully. I'm in Vegas.
Well, come visit us. Why not?
What part of Florida are you in?
I live in Bradenton. It's on the west coast, the Gulf Coast.
Oh, sounds nice. I'm not familiar with that, with Bradenton. But yeah, I'll definitely look it up. Well, Tom, I'd love to open up, and if you could start off by telling us a little bit about who you are and what you do in your interesting, fascinating line of work.
Yeah, it is interesting. Thank you for noting that. I work with energy instruments, scalar energy. Now, to set our terms in motion here, scalar energy is not electricity. Other terms for scalar energy are chi, prana, consciousness, zero-point energy. I'm in my laboratory with zero-point energy instruments or scalar energy instruments. And these instruments are very unique on account of the fact that I do not work with the electromagnetic spectrum. To make this quite pertinent, I work in another energy spectrum, the quantum realm, which is non-physical. It's the realm of information. It's the realm that transcends time and space. And you'll see how this is not electricity. And I'm going to demonstrate this instrument in operation.
Oh, exciting. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah. So without further ado, this instrument is functioning right now. It's on. You can see two Tesla coils here. It's broadcasting. It's giving off emanating scalar energy. There's so much energy coming off the instrument. I can hold a light bulb in my hand. And the instrument will illuminate the light bulb.
That is fascinating.
Yeah. So this is free energy. This is the energy of the sun and the stars. What I've developed, what I've learned from other inventors is that you can tap the energy of the sun and the stars and create your own sun, a miniature sun, a miniature star. This is what I have in my laboratory. So what I've demonstrated is scalar energy in operation. It's, again, not an electrical instrument. And I work with people with this instrument through their photograph. I don't work with people in person. That's not how the quantum field works. I work with an energy field on a photograph. If this is my photograph, I would actually place my photograph inside the instrument. And my instrument then would enjoy that intelligence, that burst of energy. So if I place my photograph inside the quantum instrument, there's a download of light energy into my chakras, into my brain waves. That is a chakra balancing. That will balance my brain waves. The identical amount of energy that goes into a light bulb is the same amount of energy, the identical energy going into my brain waves. It's very powerful. People feel this.
That is absolutely incredible, amazing. So how did you get into this line of work? What started your fascination with scalar energy, and how did you get started?
It began a long time ago, 50 years ago. I was intrigued with Nikola Tesla, the great scientist Tesla. Now, Tesla was working with scalar energy instruments. And I realized that from a young age that Tesla had tapped into the energy of the stars. Now, why is this important? You do not manufacture this energy. There's no power plant. You simply harness the energy. So we're not drilling for oil. This is not a windmill, wind farm. This is not a nuclear reactor. It's the energy of the sun and the stars. And if you really want to extrapolate upon that, these free energy instruments eventually should be able to address our energy crisis. Because if this is a miniature star, then all we have to tap into is the energy of a star. We'll never run out of star power. So there's so many applications of scalar energy.
Yeah, and I was actually going to ask about that, if your work was influenced by Nikola Tesla's and, you know, scalar energy.
It was. And I realized what Tesla was getting at. He no longer later in his life was working with AC electricity. So to set this in proper context, Tesla began his career as an electrical engineer. He's brilliant. But later in his life, he really was not interested in AC electricity. Later in his life, he was interested in non-physical science. But if you look at his instruments have no moving parts. Now I'm going to turn my computer. I'm going to show the instrument here. And you could see this instrument, there's no moving parts.
Right.
What am I doing? Wow. Where do I get the energy? The energy's from the stars. There's no kinetic energy to that instrument. The instrument captures motion from the stars. Okay.
How does it do that exactly?
That's the very key. See, this energy's everywhere. And you literally have to harness it. You have to have an instrument that can convert the electromagnetic environment into scalar. So what this instrument does is takes the ambient electromagnetic energy and converts it, changes it into scalar energy. Now, putting that into context, if we can do that and harness the energy of the sun and the stars, we're on our way to solving the energy crisis. We're on our way.
I was going to ask you that. Do you see a foreseeable future where we implement scalar technology, in your opinion?
Yes, that's my opinion. And yes, I want to. And please, if God gives us the wisdom, we have to. Because mm-hmm. we have so many problems with our energy grid. Energy is limited. It's cumbersome to distribute energy. It's difficult to, if you will, not only harness, produce the energy, but then to distribute it. Well, scalar energy, these instruments do not need satellites. Mm-hmm. You just broadcast the energy anywhere in the world. You don't need a grid system. So it's free energy with a free grid system.
It's interesting. Yeah, I would love for us to be able to be independent of the current energy providers that we have. That would be an amazing future to see. So hopefully that does happen, come to fruition. I'd like to go back and touch on something that you mentioned about the quantum. We were talking offline and I mentioned to you that I work in the quantum as well, only just in a different way. I work with quantum hypnosis through the mind and you work in the quantum field, but with scalar energy.
That's right.
And you know, you had mentioned that through your work that you have also come to discover that in the quantum, it is beyond this realm that we're at and that there's no time there. So how does your work connect to the quantum? Can you kind of expand on that a little bit more for us?
Yes. My work, on account of the fact that I only work with quantum, I have avoided electromagnetic energy, which I think is inefficient. Now, when I work with my instrument, I only work with photographs of people. So what's the point? A person bilocates to my laboratory, meaning what? You can transcend time and space. My photograph, or anybody's photograph, if I place it inside the instrument, now there's two Toms. Here I am in the flesh, but my photograph represents my bilocated version. So the point I'm making is scalar energy transcends time and space. My photograph allows me to be in two places simultaneously. So in the quantum field, you can be in two places, three places, 10 places simultaneously. You understand that? Yeah, this is fascinating. This is just fascinating. So whether it's one person or 50 people or a million people, I can place a million photographs in that instrument. People don't have to visit my lab, and I contact them in the quantum field. Now, to be clear, this is not a biological process. It's pure energy. It's energy that is mathless, no matter. It's non-physical. So we're working with instructions, the instructions of the universe.
And you mentioned that with this energy, you have the ability to balance our chakras. So when the energy and then the photo combine and it meets in the quantum, so you're sending that energy to our bodies through the quantum field.
That's right. That's correct. So thank you so much. So this is a quantum connection. It's not a biological connection. Meaning mm-hmm. what? Now there's two explanations of reality. Very good.
Right.
This is my flesh and bones. This is my chemical, my physical constitution. This is my aura or my quantum field or my energy field. There's no biology to this. It's pure information. It's pure spirit. So we have the physical Tom, and then we have my aura or my information field. Exactly.
That is so amazing. I'm so intrigued. I definitely can't wait to try. I can't wait to try it.
How this works. Now, remember, this is non-physical. So there's no matter.
Right.
No matter involved. Here's an experiment. This is a wooden board. This is a okay. culinary board. I'm going to place this board, this culinary board, in front of the instrument. And then I'm going to take a light bulb, and I'm going to illuminate this light bulb because the energy passes through the wooden board. Why? Because I'm working with non-physical reality. There's no electrons or protons. It's pure spirit, and the spirit can pass through a wall. The spirit can pass through a wooden board. So this is my fluorescent tube, and it illuminates.
Oh, look at that. For listeners out there, yes, it's illuminating through the board. So the energy is going straight through the board, and it is lighting up the light bulb. That is so cool.
So this proves that scalar energy is non-physical and that it can pass through a wooden board without any detriment, without diminishing its signal. This is an example of non-physical energy. So this is...
That's fascinating.
Thank you. This is a new era. This is what Tesla wanted. Massless energy. Now, why do I keep saying massless? If it's massless, you can't have a chemical problem. There's no chemical pollution. There's no chemical die-off. There's no biological reaction. It's massless. You can't have a problem. You cannot have a medical problem with something that's spirit. So this is the aura. Now, now consider this. Has your aura ever caught a cold? No. Can your aura have an allergic reaction? No. Can your spirit, can your aura have some type of chemical die-off? No. This is not biology. This is another realm. This is the quantum realm of non-physical reality.
Yes, and quantum healing is very real. I do quantum healing in a different fashion where we have the subconscious mind in the quantum realm scan and clear the body of any illness. So as a holistic expert, Tom, in addition to clearing out chakras, like what other medical or health benefits does this energy have on the body?
For instance, I work with photographs, and I'm going to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. This is a photograph of Streptococcus. This is a bacterium. Now, if I take my photograph and place it inside the instrument with this bacterium, there's a sharing of information. If I had Streptococcus in my quantum field, the instrument would find this signal, the signature of Streptococcus in me, and would negate the signal of Streptococcus. So a photograph of a microbe allows this instrument to find that microbe inside of my quantum field and to bring the intelligence to a state of chaos. Now, keep in mind, it's not a chemical process. It's all information. So I download information into my quantum field, telling it to look for Streptococcus as a energetic form, not a biological form, and to bring to chaos the energy of Streptococcus. So the result is we negate Streptococcus. Streptococcus is brought to a state of confusion, but we bypass the chemical reaction.
That is like so fascinating. And you can do this in theory, theoretically, correct me if I'm wrong, with anything in the body?
Yes. Correct. So I have different types of photographs for different ailments. For instance, this is the human papillomavirus. Now, many women have a problem with the human papillomavirus. If I were to take a photograph of the human papillomavirus, match it up with my photograph, I download the signal, the signature of human papillomavirus into my quantum field. If my quantum field has the human papillomavirus, We negate the signal. We bring to a state of chaos the intelligence of papilloma. Never a biological reaction, always a quantum reaction, so that we don't have any die-off.
This is so intriguing. I am so interested in this. So if I come to you for a session and let's say I have strep, for instance, will I feel it in my body? Like physically feel it? How long does it take to clear or heal the field?
When I treated myself earlier to this, today, I had biofilm, just like anybody. When you wake up in the morning, you have biofilm, you have a little bit of a bacterial plaque. Right after I treated myself, I no longer had any bacterial plaque. I no longer had any biofilm, right? We negated the signal of the biofilm. So whether it's strep throat or biofilm or you have the herpes virus, it only takes an instant and you can change the, if you will, the molecular formula. You can change the molecular intelligence of a microbe.
And because it's done in the quantum realm, but does the body feel any physical sensation like while that's happening or no?
Usually not. Only this chakra balancing. Some people say the chakra balancing is so strong that their brain waves, they can feel their brain waves, or they say that they sleep better, or that they can actually feel a surge of energy from the chakra balancing. And that stands to reason. If we can illuminate a light bulb, then we can illuminate the mind.
Wow. That is so interesting. I can't wait to try this. I know I said that already, but I'm just like, I'm literally in shock. I'd love to hear about success stories. Can you share with us like a success story? Is there one? I'm sure you've had so many of them. It's hard to pick one. Is there one that stands out for you of maybe a client or someone that came to you?
This is a clinic. It's called Om Prakash. HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. The Om Prakash HIV AIDS clinic. We've worked with over 5,000 people who were HIV positive. After working with these people, some of them had a subsequent follow-up PCR test. Mm-hmm. All of those test results are negative, no viral load for HIV. So apparently we can negate the signal, the signature of the HIV virus, bring it to a state of chaos, and subsequently these people feel better. And their PCR tests say that they no longer have a viral load for HIV. 5,000 people are now a living testimony to our work in Delhi, India.
Tom, why do you think it is that this information isn't more mainstream?
This is not very good question. This is not mainstream because it will change society. This is not mainstream knowledge on account of the fact that the powers that be do not want this new technology. Why? This new technology will change the economic order. This new technology will change the social order. And because of that, those who have the positions of power and money do not want to be challenged by a new invention.
Yeah. And we find that so many times with various types of work that's holistic or that it's self-healing and things like that is because it doesn't fit into the current mainstream way of society that they try to shut it down. Do you run into, even though you can physically show me what's going on and what's happening and you have proof, do you still run into skepticism from people? And if so, like how do you combat that?
Yeah, some people are skeptics, but then we tell them, go to our website and look at the PCR tests for HIV. This is from that clinic in Delhi, India, in which we have many PCR tests that people say, look, I no longer have a viral load for HIV. So we have 4,000 testimonies on our website. I tell people, go read those 4,000 testimonies, and then you tell me if you think this has merit. Most people are convinced. Once they start reading the testimonies from around the world, that spells out what we're doing.
So Tom, let me ask you, if I come to you and let's say I just don't feel well, and I don't know specifically what is wrong with me, now can this technology, does it have the function to scan my body and find what is out of balance, or do I need to come and already know, hey, I have HIV or I have this?
Yeah, that's a good point. So when I work with these instruments, I do not diagnose, and I want to be clear, I'm not a medical professional. So the instrument The energy does all the healing. But I'm going to speak about our offer to your audience, our free sessions, and where we have three standardized protocol. Number one, we balance the chakras. Remember, when you send your photograph to us, we're going to provide energy, scalar energy, to your brain waves, to your, if you will, seven chakras. And then we're also going to scan you for various types of pathogens, such as the human papillomavirus. That's our second protocol. And then our third protocol, now bear with me, is we can take a vitamin and we can download a vitamin into your quantum field. So this is our nutrient program, our third program. I take photographs of nutrients. Okay, this is B6. And we're able to download the energy of B6 into my quantum field. This is how I achieve my nutrition on a daily basis, not through a vitamin, through energy. So you could either eat well, I want people to eat well, or take a multivitamin, or you can get your B-complex vitamins from energy, which is different. It's not a physical form, it's an energetic form. Again, all of my work is through the quantum field. My photograph will accept the signal of B6, and pyridoxine will be downloaded into me. This is what I find to be so fascinating. You don't have to leave your home. Your photograph receives all the energy.
I'm just processing that because I want to ask. So does this technology, when we talk about, you know, the quantum realm, and is very different than this physical plane. And if it works through a photo, stay with me here. What if somebody isn't necessarily on this plane of reality anymore? What if the person is deceased? Yeah. Like, can they be contacted using scalar energy, or does that make sense?
Yeah, good point.
Are you following my train of thought there?
I believe in a scalar dimension, there is no time. You transcend time.
Right.
Now, for instance, this photograph is about 3 years old, but it still reports who I am now. This photograph would report my heartbeat at this present moment. So even though this photograph is older, it still reports my current heartbeat as we speak. What am I getting at? There is no time in the quantum field except the present time. So no matter how old a person's photograph, they could be deceased for 50 years, you're still in the present moment, and you'll still be able to find that person, their aura, their spirit, through their photograph.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm just like kind of trying to wrap my head around that. So if someone is deceased, they would still find their aura wherever, whatever realm that they're residing in at the time.
That's correct, because there is no time and space. Now, in the electromagnetic field, let's face it, you're in Vegas, Las Vegas, I'm in Florida. Those are two separate points. In a scalar energy environment, if we live principally in a scalar energy field, Las Vegas would be Florida. Florida would be Las Vegas. They would be interconnected instantaneously. There would be no distance between us.
Yeah. And so that's how you're able to do the remote treatment is, you know, obviously through the photo.
Yes.
And because I know some people are hesitant on remote treatment. I run into that a lot too. And I try to explain, like, when we're in the quantum realm, we're able to connect.
Yes.
So I actually prefer doing the remote treatment because I think it's actually more effective in my type of work.
You're absolutely right. And why? Because it's energy. Energy never makes a mistake. And you want to work with the best energy, the supreme force, which is scalar energy. You do not want to work with electricity, which is the degraded form of scalar energy. So another reason to work in the quantum realm, which is perfect energy. Scalar energy is perfect. Electricity is imperfect.
I want to go back to what you were just saying actually a moment ago about the nutrition and how you receive nutrients. So if I wanted to receive, let's say, protein, because
yes.
I don't necessarily, like, I struggle eating meat and I wanted to receive protein, like, I could actually receive protein by combining my photograph with the photo of the protein molecular structure. Yeah. Is that accurate?
Here's amino acid. Okay.
Oh.
Arginine.
Wow.
And if you wanted to receive an amino acid, you simply place the amino acids side by side your photograph. So this is, by the way, is included in our standardized program. we work with all types of amino acids, the 20 essential amino acids, and download those into my quantum field. This is how I achieve my protein, through amino acids. And then amino acids build, you know, the peptide bombs. Long and short of it, this is how I receive my nutrition on a daily basis. This is my protein shake, so to speak.
That is so cool. I'm so tired of protein shakes. I was just telling my husband last night, like, I cannot drink another protein shake. Like, I can't do it. And like, I need a certain amount of protein daily for medical reasons. I'm like, I can't do the shakes anymore. I don't know what to do. Problem solved.
You know, that speaks to a point. Some people have metabolic processes that are, you know, or digestive enzymes that just don't quite coincide with their food or their diet or their genetic makeup. What do I like about my program? Well, when I download vitamin E into my quantum field, it doesn't matter what my genetic predisposition is. It does not matter my age, my location. It doesn't matter what my state of health is. Light knows no impediment. When I tell vitamin E to download into me, into my quantum field, that's precisely what happens. And there's nothing that can stop vitamin E from achieving its task, because light does not rely upon a chemical process. Vitamin E does not have to be metabolized. This is not a metabolic process. This is an energetic download of information.
Yeah, I mean, this in theory changes everything that we know about everything.
Yes, because it's a different realm of existence. And Tessa was right. There's two realms, there's two dimensions. The electromagnetic dimension and the dimension of aura or spirit.
It's so cool. I'm just like, I'm literally at a loss for words because I have so many questions to ask. So what motivates you most about your work?
I see the potential. I see today, early in my lab, I was working with 500,000 photographs.
Wow.
And it's
you can just work on such a large scale.
I know. Yeah. It's frankly quite easy to work with 500,000 photographs. We have a computer uploader that collates the photographs. So what's the point? Well, I'm one researcher. If I can work with 500,000 people a day through their photographic plane, their dimension of aura, if you will, then eventually, with a team assembled, we'll work with 5 million people a day, 20 million people a day. This is going to be a global healing ministry.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, what are the next steps that you see? Like, what are you working on to expand this and to get the word out more?
I need a grassroots movement, frankly. I can't trust big business. They're corrupt. So I need to work with nice people like you, Jennifer, who help me get the word out, and who, just by word of mouth, this is how we will promulgate this. I'll be very clear. Mm-hmm. There are some rather corrupt forces in this world today. I won't work with big business.
No. Yeah, and I think we all are starting to really see that. Though I would assume that most people listening to this on some level are aware of those forces and the powers that be and that don't want to control everything that we see, do, think, feel. Yeah. And so, yes, and that's why we need disruptors like us to get the word out and to help people and to change the way that things are going so that we can live in a more, you know, in a better society that's more productive and holistic.
Yeah, you're right. So what do I like about this work? There's no drawbacks. There's no chemical reaction. There's no allergic reaction. It's simple. Everybody has a phone. They can take a photograph. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to change your diet. You don't do anything. Why? It's non-physical intelligence. And it works. Why does it work? Because light never makes a mistake. This instrument behind me is a light instrument. It's dependable. So all of my work, frankly, is flawless.
And I love what you just touched on and how there's no drawbacks.
Yes.
Because you don't need a large disclaimer like a drug commercial. I listen to these drug commercials and they're crazy. And it's like, if you and a loved one tried, you may be suffering from. And I just listen to all of this and I can't believe that this is our reality, where this is acceptable by society. Yeah. And people don't even bat an eye to this stuff. But yet here we are, like, you can work into quantum. you can self-heal the body. You can use scalar energy, but yet people are resistant to that.
Yeah. Is it?
And that just goes to show the programming yes. or the belief system that we have under it's, yeah. And I'm going to ask our listeners out there too to please share this episode because we need to get the message out.
Yes.
People need to be informed that there's more options to self-heal the body, to use scalar energy, to clear things, to get the nutrients we need, to balance our chakras. There's other ways to heal than the non-holistic ways.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's a win-win situation. Nothing can go wrong. What, you know, when was the last time you ever heard of a medical condition on a photograph? It's impossible. So when I'm working in that photographic realm, the realm of intelligence, it always works. Mm-hmm. I can carry out my objective. There's no negative consequence. And you don't have to leave your home. You don't visit my laboratory. You bi-locate to my laboratory. You time travel to my laboratory. How about that?
I believe in time travel.
Yeah.
It's absolutely possible, 1,000%.
And that's how those 500,000 photographs time traveled to my laboratory earlier today, through their photograph, which allows me to access their aura or their space-time continuum.
It's amazing. So, Tom, if listeners want to work with you, where can they find you, like online? What are your socials?
Let's do this. I'm just going to refer people to the website, scalarlight.com. On the website, we have all of our media, social media outlets. Now, I want you to go to the website, and there is a 15-day free session. Anybody, you can send an email your photograph. You can send in photographs of your family members with their permission, even your pets. Okay, send in your photographs, and we will treat you for free for 15 days. We'll balance your chakras, we'll eradicate microbes, and we'll download nutrients, we'll download vitamins and amino acids into you. That's our standardized session. I give away 15 days of free energy sessions to everybody in the world to prove to you that this works. So there's no obligation. Go to the website. We don't ask for any pertinent information. Just upload your photograph. We'll send you daily emails. Then you decide if this has helped you.
I love that. You had me at pets. Well, you had me long before that, but I didn't even think about my pets. You know, people love their pets.
Yes, they do. I've seen that.
Like my dog today just seems like so down and like depressed. And I'm like, what is wrong? And you know, they can't talk to us.
I have a dog, two dogs. And when I work with my dogs, they're germ free. Yeah. You can look at their lips. Their lips are pink. You see some dogs and cats, you'll see it's almost discolored because of infection. If I lift up my dog's jowls, they're pink. Why? There's no bacterial infection. Why? Probably because the pathogenic cleanse is working for him.
So if I send a picture of my dog, let's say, and one of my dog has gum problems, and you could put like the photo of healthy gums up to my dog.
Yes, exactly.
That's so
funny. And we're able to, once again, to remove that bacterial plaque.
Yeah. That's incredible. Okay, everybody listening, please share this episode. I will absolutely make sure that your website, of course, is listed in the notes. Tom, okay. It's been such a fascinating discussion. Share with me, if you don't mind, before we wrap up, like what's the next exciting developments in scalar energy?
Yeah, I want you to pray for me. If I can illuminate a light bulb locally, I want to be able to send this energy and illuminate a city at a distance. If I can do that, we're going to solve the energy crisis. So if God gives me the wisdom, we'll be able to use this energy to illuminate the world. And without, now mind you, without telephone wires and satellites and substations, we do all of our work by way of energy. Again, you don't need a grid system. You don't need substations. You don't need transformers. You don't need telephone wire. You don't need conduit. Everything is there for you. It's free energy with a free infrastructure.
Wow. And I believe you can do it. Absolutely.
We will. We will. And we're going to change the way we live. Scalar energy will change the economic order, the social order. We're going to change everything with scalar energy. Mark my word.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It has truly just been a fascinating discussion. And to all of our listeners out there, I hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Tom, I will absolutely have you back on the show. We're going to stay in touch frequently, and I'm going to keep helping you get the message out there because it's so important.
Please, please, anything you could do. I'm up against big business. Let's just be blunt about this. I'm up against big business. And if I can garner your support, then I can indeed get the information out there. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tom.
This podcast is brought to you by The Soul Experience. Quantum Healing Hypnosis. Are you ready to embark on an inward journey of quantum healing? Quantum Healing Hypnosis is the most profound method of inner work and self-healing someone can do while on a spiritual path. In a single session, you experience past life regression, exploration between lifetimes, self-healing performed by your subconscious, release of trapped trauma, and answers to your most important life questions. Your higher self has a message for you and is here to help you and guide you on this life journey. Book a session today with Jennifer Mitchell at thesoulexperiences.com.